that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I'm Ann Eller here, and I am here with Becky McIntosh. She is, you retired, and then you took on a big job.
Healthy Learners. I did, Ann, and I love it. I took on the job as part-time Fund Development Coordinator for Healthy Learners.
Yeah.
And I love it as much as I loved working at Piedmont Tech.
And it's just a part-time job, is that right?
That's right. I work between 15 and 18 hours a week, supposedly.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a part-time job, right?
That's right.
I thought you were going to say you only work 50 hours a week, and I was going to go, okay.
No.
But Healthy Learners, it is a great program that helps our kids. So many kids today just need so much extra help today to get them to be, grow up, learn. We've been talking lately about last week. In fact, I think we had had them on from United Way about the backpack program, the backpack snack program, and how essential that is and how food plays into. We all know we need to eat, and we know when we don't feel good that it's hard to comprehend things, but how this has affected and how they've been able to raise funds to be able to do that. Then we take a program like Healthy Learners that actually, how did Healthy Learners get started?
You got started back in 1997 in Columbia, when a doctor was aware of some children that needed medical care, couldn't afford it. He hooked up with the Sisters of Charity, mm-hmm. Of St. Augustine, and they worked together with Providence Hospital and developed a program that emerged into being called Healthy Learners. And it came to Greenwood. We were very, very fortunate. It's only in six counties in South Carolina. And in 2005, they decided that this program needs to be spread around the state, and we were able to get the program here. So that's the real brief history of Healthy Learners.
Sure. And Healthy Learners helps with a lot of other parts of the equation that, if we're hungry, we can't learn. But then there's other issues that we need to address with the kids. And, of course, I think, we think back to it. Doesn't seem like we needed as much help 20, 30, 40 years ago. But what we're seeing today is that we need the help because we want these kids to grow up and become productive citizens in our communities. And this is all how it happens. If we can get them started with a good, firm footing, it's just like learning to read, right?
Right.
We got to get these kids reading. We've got to make sure they have enough to eat. And so this Healthy Learners is another piece of the puzzle.
It is, and our focus is quite narrow. Mm-hmm. We only work with students that are referred to us by a school nurse. So the child is identified typically by a teacher or a school counselor as recognizing the child may need glasses, may need asthma medication, won't eat, and therefore has got, they need to see a dentist. There's many children that have never been to a dentist. And if there's painful, toothaches, it's hard to think and concentrate. There's some kids that need hearing assistance. So all of this is it sounds like a lot, but that is our focus. It's actually a narrow focus. Our mission is to remove children's health barriers. If it's a health barrier and it gets brought to the attention of the school nurse, and the parents are not able financially, or sometimes parents cannot leave work and to get their child to need an appointment. So that's what we do. And it's a small staff, two women in a van. And I'm the extra half of that. But really, the two women in a van do all the work of Elaine Copeland and Alice Ballantyne. They coordinate the care to get a child to a dentist, pick them up at the school, in a van, take them there, bring them back to school, and always with the parents' permission and approval.
Sure. Yeah. And so that makes a big difference in a child's life. I mean, if they can't see the board,
right,
they can't do their lessons. It's a whole cycle, isn't it?
Well, it is. And there, I mean, just to hear the individual story, to try to visualize it, I could tell you several, but one story I recall recently, last spring, was a kindergartner who just wouldn't eat, but wouldn't say why. And then the teacher finally was able to pry it out of her that her mouth hurt. Well, who would know that? She was a real quiet child. She hardly spoke. So, of course, was referred to the nurse, referred to Healthy Learners. We got the child to a dentist, and the child needed several appointments, including some oral surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
It was very serious, but we were able to help. The parents didn't have the resources to help, so that's just one example. And the teacher has since said, the child is smiling, the child is eating, but that needed to be taken care of.
You know, and I guess my next question would be, well, where does the money come from that supports Healthy Learners? Because I know some of the doctors and services that you use, they give in-kind service.
They do.
They donate.
It's an awesome group of doctors in our community that will give their appointment times without any charge to the appointment time, without some other services or actual services they don't charge. Others... it's a reduced, cost.
Mm-hmm.
And Healthy Learners picks up about, 25% of our budget is set aside for services that if the child can't pay and they don't have Medicaid and the parents don't have the resources, don't have insurance, there's all different sources. But if it's nowhere, then we pay for the services. Our budget, we are funded annually by Self-Regional Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And also by Self Family Foundation. They're the two biggest supporters that we have, and we write grants to them each year, and they have been wonderful to continue their support. Also, we're supported by United Way and by Greenwood County Community Foundation.
So,
the community. And it's important that there's also families that make an annual contribution. There are Sunday school classes. There are whole churches it's a church rather than like a class, that make an annual or a monthly donation.
Mm-hmm.
We get some regular monthly donations. So it's awesome how the community responds. And then individuals, of course, we get individual donations, sometimes quarterly, sometimes annually. And also organizations in town. We received a nice gift from Kiwanis, which is going to be very helpful. It's going to help 5 children get glasses next year.
Wow.
From the Kiwanis Club. Yes. And Rotary. Has also assisted us each year, and I don't want to leave anybody out. So that is where our money does come from.
So it's all volunteer. Now, I do know that put in the budget, Senator Floyd Nicholson, I think Ann Parks was involved in this too, tried to get a $50,000 into the budget down there in Columbia. Now, it didn't go through. Does that affect you, or would it just have been nice, or where are we at on that? Because I know a lot of people were concerned about that.
Sure. We really appreciate and thank Senator Nicholson for doing that, and Ann Parks. And it actually passed our state Senate and House of Representatives, but it was vetoed by the governor. And at that point, not enough others in the state knew enough about it, because we're not, statewide. But our budget was set for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are okay for this year, and without that funding, we will continue on next year.
What would that funding have been used for then? Because that was a good size. If that $50,000 had come through, what would it have been used for?
It would have come right back into Greenwood to continue to do what we do, and we know that there are more children out there that we need to serve, whether it's through continued working with the school counselors, working with the teachers. Last week, the three of us, the two staff and I, were out at the new teachers' welcome orientation meeting, because all the new teachers need to know who we are and what we do.
Sure.
So right now, the staff works 40 hours a week. They're busy, busy, busy all the time. But if there are more children referred to us, right now, of the children referred to us from school nurses, 97% we actually serve and help. As that number grows, because we're raising friends all over the county, and we added Ware Shoals School this year, and we hope to eventually get to the entire county, then we're going to need more to sustain that level of service. But we want to just continue growing so we can help all the children.
Now, is this basically elementary school?
It started out, you know, initially elementary, but soon merged into middle school. And we actually have some high school students. A recent high school student this past year was a senior that when it was time to develop her resume and everything, we just recognized that there were some things that she needed and just didn't have the resources, her family didn't have the resources for in order to help her, but it was health related. And so yes, we do help all levels.
All levels.
More from elementary, and then the second group would be middle school, but also high school students.
All right. Well, we are here with Becky McIntosh. We are going to be talking about a spelling bee, which should be very interesting in today's world. I think if we'd had this spelling bee 20 years ago, people might be able to spell. But you know how they talk about if you don't use it, you lose it?
That's right.
I think that's what's happening with spelling, particularly if you've gotten any emails lately. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We are on WCRS 1450 AM. Hey, don't forget, you remember, if you have a smartphone, you can download our free apps at WCRS Radio. Just go to the appropriate Google Store or iPhone Store and download the app. Really is a fun way you can listen whether you're at a ball game, whether you're across the country. You can listen anytime. It's just a great way to tune in WCRS and know what's going on back in your community. And don't forget, Saturday morning, it's another auction right here on WCRS. 7:30, we'll be doing the live auction, and you can follow along on Facebook, too. So that's a great way. People are bidding on Facebook or bidding live on the air by calling in, and it's like a five-ring circus, I guess we should say, while we auction items. It's really a blast. Lots of fun. So make sure you tune in and check it out. The items are already posted on sharpfacetsgallery.com's website, and they're also posted on WCRS.AM radio. Sign up to be a friend, and you'll get all the details early. That's right. So we're talking about an adult spelling bee. Now, I really, as a fundraiser for Healthy Learners. Now, whose idea was it to do a spelling bee?
Well, we were, the Friends of Healthy Learners is a group of volunteers. Most of them are retired, some are still working, that we meet once a month. And we were brainstorming ideas as a fundraiser. And we heard about a spelling bee used up in North Carolina, at Lincolnton, North Carolina. And so three of us drove up there and observed this spelling bee up there. It was put on by a Chamber of Commerce to raise money for high school scholarships. And it was awesome. It was fast, it was exciting, it was fun. It tied into our mission, because healthy right. learners, obviously spelling. And so we decided to do a spelling bee.
Okay. Now, how does this spelling bee work?
Well, it's not like most spelling bees. No one stands up to spell a word. Everybody works in teams. For example, some of the teams we have right now, that have, it's $200 per team.
Okay.
$200. So one, the first group that came in was Pediatric Dentistry of Greenwood. They were the first one to submit their form. And then County Bank and Lander University, Links of Stony Point, Burton Center, First Presbyterian Church is in there. All the schools, elementary, middle, and high schools, are going to have a team. Piedmont Tech. So anyway, we've got all these wonderful teams. So each team has
all these big professionals that'll be able to spell
right,
those words
right.
real easy,
oh, well,
right?
They're going to be not so easy words. Here's how it's going to go. If you picture, okay, Ann, you and I are right here at this table. If there were four of us and we're on a team, and we have two enunciators,
okay,
Betty Horn and Monique Bagwell, they're going to take turns in rounds. First round is supposedly easy, but I've seen the words. They're not so easy. They'll have 30 seconds to collaborate. Okay. So our table decides how to spell it. Our timekeeper is Coach Sheldula. He's going to blow his whistle big time.
Okay.
And then he'll say, stop, time's up. You have 15 seconds to write the word down.
Okay.
Okay, so the captain writes the word down, and there's a judge standing by every single table. So we're going to have 40 judges on the floor,
okay,
along with 40 teams. And then the enunciator, either Monique or Betty Rose Horn, is going to spell, you know,
The word.
And the judge checks to see if it's spelled correctly. And if it is, no problem. If it's not spelled correctly, every judge has a red flag, and they'll raise the red flag. And the team has to very quickly decide if they want to buy the word for $20 or leave the floor. Of course, if they buy the word for $20, they stay in, and it's ka-ching.
Right.
That's money for healthy learners.
Yeah.
So we hope to make some money right off the floor that night. But the next word gets called quickly, as soon as that flag comes down. So it's going to be fast-paced and fun, and a lot of excitement going on.
Now, I presume you want people in the audience to watch this and participate by watching and enjoying.
Absolutely. Teams will bring their cheering sections, and parents will come. And I say parents, like with their kids, their school kids, because they know that Matthews School is going to have a team, and Greenwood High School is going to have a team, and Northside Middle, and they're all going to be there. So we want a lot of people to cheer them on.
And where is this going to be at?
Emerald High School Gym.
That's a nice gym. Yep.
Very nice gym. And we're also going to have an exciting time from 6 to 6:30 while the teams are coming in and getting their table set up. There will be entertainment. We're calling it a pregame show.
Right.
There's going to be a child's chorus. One is from Matthews, I think one is from Hodges. There's going to be a step team from one of the schools. And then we're going to have another different child elementary school chorus sing the national anthem.
Wow.
And then our master of ceremonies, Senator Floyd Nicholson, will kick off the program.
Wow. So this will move really fast then, 30 seconds. Now, you can buy the word to stay in for $20 if you don't spell it correctly.
That's
but
right.
So that means that's like a pass, isn't it? You've bought the word even though you misspelled it. You don't
right.
have to try to re-spell it again.
Nope. It's a pass.
It's a pass. Okay.
You use your buyback bucks, and you're going to sign a form, and as soon as they sign it, the judge initials it, the game goes on.
Okay.
And the viewers are going to be able to see who's winning. Well, no one's losing. I mean, everybody's the same status, because if they're on the floor, they've bought back in.
Okay. So, and of course, there'll be a lot of pressure, I guess, for people to stay in. I mean, it'd be pretty embarrassing to get up and walk away, wouldn't it?
Well, eventually, 39 teams are going to have to.
Okay.
Or, you know, all but the final team is going to have to at some point give up and walk off. And there's a balloon. Every team has a balloon. And when they make that decision, we pop the balloon and then they leave the floor.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
See, I'm thinking about this right now. Thinking of the teams that you've already told us that you have, I see Stony Point is going to, with Jim Medford there, he's going to want their team to stay in.
Oh, he is. And he's told me that. He said he plans to win.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, see, now the competition. Now the question is, are teams actually practicing their spelling?
I doubt it. I don't expect that. In fact, somebody asked me not too long ago, where can they go and study up on the words? And I said, no. You're not going to know what the words are, and you're just going to take your best shot. You got four people to collaborate.
And let's see, you have, I guess, no electronic devices are allowed on the table.
That is rule number one. Absolutely. And not even one of these new little watches that you think they're checking the time. Instead, they're looking up how to spell pneumonia.
Right. Okay.
No. Now, here's the trick, though, Anne. When it gets to the final round, the first round is supposedly easy.
Right.
Second round, intermediate.
Okay.
Third round, difficult.
Okay.
And then the fourth round, no buybacks are allowed. And that is the challenge round. So if by the fourth round, there should be 10 teams left.
Right.
No buybacks.
No buybacks.
You misspell, then you're out.
Okay. We already have the challenge of Jim Medford saying that Stony Point is going to win.
But
okay.
Now I must also say.
Yes.
Dr. Daryl Johnson, I was at a meeting with his administrative staff back in, I think it was June, it might have been May. His administrative staff and all the principals.
Yes.
And all the schools were together. And every one of those is going to have a team. And he said, I do want one of our teams to win.
Okay.
So there's
the competition is on.
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Hey, it's time. We're going to join South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. Don't you go away. Got a question? Give us a call. 229-7984.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm with Becky McIntosh. We are talking about healthy learners. You know, healthy learners does a lot of good in our community. It helps those that have in school with very, what shall we say, more specific needs than just a carte blanche.
Right. It's not carte blanche. There's specific needs, and they really don't have the resources. Medications is one thing that we do pick up a lot of medications for children.
Sure. And, you know, one of the things that I know we've talked about in the past is that you have to be very careful taking kids out of school, taking them to their appointments, getting them back. I mean, this is really, this is very, very correctly done the way down the line.
It is. In fact, when I first heard about Healthy Learners, I thought, oh my gosh, what an awesome program. It just makes so much sense.
Right.
Okay. So I said, I'm going to be a driver. I'm going to volunteer. So I contacted them and I wanted to volunteer to be a driver, and I couldn't do that. And it's for obvious reasons. I should have realized that because of HIPAA and because of risk management, because of nobody can just go to the school and pick up a child.
Right.
So the only people that drive the van are the director or the student services coordinator that goes and picks up the kids, and nobody
sure.
else can drive it. So.
Yeah. So that's really good. Now, if somebody, let's go ahead and give a number out. If somebody wants to get information or wants to sign up to be a team,
yes.
Where do they call? What do they do?
You can call me. I'm going to give you my number, 993-6501. That's my cell phone, and it's my work phone, and I have it with me most of the time. And if I don't answer, I'll call you back. But we have about, we have some openings. We have some teams that are verbally committed, mm-hmm. but we haven't heard from all the teams. So
sure.
we would definitely like to pick up half a dozen more teams.
And this isn't till the end of September.
September 29th, so there's still 5 weeks left. Originally, we set the date as the deadline was September 1st. And I say was, it still is the deadline. And if all the teams that are verbally committed, send in or drop off their form, with the check for $200, it is $200 per team. If we hit 40, then we will, end it there, just because the gym floor is going to be pretty filled up by that time.
Right. So 40 teams, and they can have up to 4 people in their team, right?
That's right.
Now, could a couple of people do a team?
Well, I don't know why they would want to, because
they could.
Everybody, they're going to be playing against teams of 4.
Okay.
All adults.
Right.
Right.
Well, sometimes it's easier to have less instead of more. That's why I was thinking if somebody, is a good speller out there, taskmaster here on spelling. You know, I think that the thing about spelling is it's not, because we have so many devices and so many ways to check spelling, that being a good speller, it's gotten very difficult. I used to consider myself a good speller, and now I go to spell something, and I can't even get it right to get it so spell check will recognize what I'm trying to spell.
I am with you, Anne, on that. I do the same thing, and I get real frustrated when I can't get close enough to have it be spelled. And it is because everything is electronic, and it takes care of us. But I'm hoping that in this game, the words are going to be such that it'll be challenging to the teams. And we don't want everybody to lose right off the bat.
So that's why you have the intro level on the first level.
Yes. And when I was in North Carolina with other two friends from Healthy Learners, we were trying to, each one of us keep up and see how many. And I'll have to admit, I got several wrong. And I thought I was a good speller. I really did.
Yeah, and you only have 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Yes, to collaborate.
So you don't have very long. See, that's what I'm thinking. You know, I know you're saying four, but, you know, can you imagine four people sitting there going, no, I think, no, yeah.
Okay. Well, someone's got to say, all right, and there is a team captain. One of the four is a team captain. And I guess if I was going to put together a team, I would want somebody with a scientific background, you know, and then maybe engineering background, and maybe somebody that knows, you know, the Latin, you know, the origin. I don't know. Be nice to have it, but then others are just going to go and have fun and
have $20 to buy their way through.
And each going to have yep, a couple $20 bills in their pocket, and that's exactly right. And yep. That's what it's all about. It's all about the children that we serve,
and recognizing
that we can have a good time, have fun, be on a high school campus, and have all this for kids.
Sure.
Right.
And, you know, it's a unique idea, which is kind of different because, you know, we go to lots of fundraisers. And I think that's one of the things about fundraisers today is coming up with something that's unique and different. We have so many things that we all participate and help out with and have a good time at. But it's nice to have something kind of new and different.
Well, we were thinking the same thing. And we weren't sure, and we had some other ideas, which I'm not going to divulge right now, because if this
somebody else is listening, they'll pick
right,
up your idea.
That's right, they might take that idea. We think this will be successful, and this is going to be, this is our inaugural Spelling Bee, and we hope to have it each September. But we've got a couple ideas. We might, after we're on a roll with this, try to do something in the spring. But we feel good about raising a good bit of money for this one.
Sure. I think, well, you're already on a roll, and of course you've got more money to raise. Now, if you don't want to have a team, but you'd like to help sponsor the event, you'll take donations, just donations, won't you?
Absolutely. We have three levels. We have a premier sponsorship. It's $1,000, and we have seven sponsors for premier sponsorship. We have supporting sponsors. That's $500.
Mm-hmm.
We have three of those, and we have a patron donor, is someone that gives anywhere between $100 and $500, and we have three of those so far. So we're real excited about how people have turned out for this in terms of contributing to this event.
Sure.
Now, anyone that wants to be a sponsor of any level, also call me. And once you call me, what I will do is immediately email you, or you can email me. I'll give you my email.
Okay.
But, you know, getting emails, oh, wait, I'll just tell you what it is. It's Becky MC, so BECKYMC at embarkmail.com.
So that's pretty easy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
I think people in Greenwood know Embark. Sometimes when I say that over the phone to somebody, it's like, huh? But anyway, so embarkmail.com. And I will send you the forms, and you can read through it and get them back to us. The Healthy Learners office is at 211 North Main Street. It's a part of the Main Street United Methodist Church, the back building that they purchased, and that's where our office is. And so all registrations and checks that are mailed in, that's where they get mailed to. Okay. All that information, though, is on the registration form.
That's right. And let's see, do you have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page.
Okay, that's a good way to find out stuff, too.
Right. HealthyLearners.com. And right now we're promoting the charity sale at Ford Valentine Ford Toyota, because Healthy Learners is one of the charitable organizations that someone that buys a new car in the month of August, $200 is donated to charity, and they can choose Healthy Learners.
So there you go. Buy a car, and they'll contribute the,
yes,
the money.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And he also is one of our premier sponsors.
So congratulations. That's a good one right there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And every year, I got to say, Bal Ballantyne and the people over there do such a great job raising big dollars for charities. And you get to pick which charity you want the money to
go to.
And I think that's terrific.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So if you're getting ready to buy a new car, make sure you check out Ballantyne Ford right across the street here, diagonally across the street from us right here at Sharp Facets. Now, the judges, who are the judges? You're going to have 40 judges, up to 40 judges, one for each table. How did you pick the judges, or what group is doing that?
Well, we thought about that. We wanted it to be a group that would be easily identified. They would all be matching. And so we, someone suggested, let's go to Lander, to the Greek organizations. We did. We talked with Shelby Dominic, who coordinates the fraternity and sorority life at Lander. We have three sororities committed to doing this, so they'll all be out there in their matching T-shirts, probably three different colors, because we, you know, they're going to obviously represent their particular sorority, and they'll be trained as judges. So we really thank all of them for getting on board and doing this. And their response, as soon as they heard about it, was absolutely yes. This sounds like fun. What a great thing to do. So that's what those kind of groups do.
All right. Well, there you go. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back to take it to the top of the hour. If you are interested and would like to get more information, call Becky after the show, please. 993-6501. That's 993-6501. Hey, we'll be right back. Got a question right now? Give us a call, 229-7984. How is your spelling, and how would you like to help healthy learners expand what they are doing to keep the kids that are in school that need this extra help? Hey, we'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us, 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, Greenwood. I hope you're having a good afternoon. I tell you what, let's do a quick check of the weather, and we're going to be talking right here with healthy learners. Let's see what we have going on here this afternoon for weather. Are we going to have any good weather? That is the question. So let's see what we got. We have here in Greenwood 86 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Looks like we're going to get down to 70 degrees tonight. That sounds pretty good. And of course, a few clouds, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, but only 20% chance. Tomorrow on Friday, looks like a high of 89, low of 68, 20% chance of rain. Saturday, though, they've changed it up. This is why it just doesn't pay to plan anymore. Because now, originally, it was supposed to be beautiful weather all weekend long. Looks like Saturday and Sunday we are supposed to have low 90s for the high, an 80% chance on Saturday of rain. Sunday's down to 60% chance, and then Monday it clears off and is beautiful. So slight change in the weather, but that's what it's all about. But boy, it sure is nice not to be at 100 degrees, isn't it?
It is. Feels so good when it's not 100 degrees.
I mean, it's hard to believe that we can actually tell the difference between 90 and 100, isn't it?
Well, right. You would think that would all be together, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, yes. If you're Southern and you live in the heat, you can tell the difference. Ha! All right. Well, we are here with Becky McIntosh. She helps raise funds over there at Healthy Learners. They are having an adult spelling bee. That's going to be September 29th. One of the things you should know, if you can't participate, you can't come and watch. The thing that makes this so interesting, I think, is the fact that it is fast paced. We're thinking of a spelling bee where people stand there and try to get it right. No. These are adults. We're not even going to have kids in it. These are adults. They are going to be sitting there, groups of four, trying to spell words. They will be able to buy their way out of it, which, I don't know, is that sending a good symbol or not? If you can buy your way out of it. I mean, now what are we doing here?
Well, you know, it's all for a good cause.
It is.
We have to remember that ka-ching every time they buy a word.
Yes, okay.
That goes to healthy learners.
That's right. Now, Senator Floyd Nicholson is the MC. Coach Shell Dula is the timekeeper. And Betty Horn and Monique Bagwell is one of the annunciators. They're going to be telling the words properly, so hopefully they'll be able to spell them. They'll only have 30 seconds, folks, to be able to spell that word, to collaborate and spell that word. That's not very long.
Well, 30 seconds to collaborate, and then the whistle blows by the timekeeper, Coach Dula, and then they have 15 seconds to write out the word.
Okay, so you've got 45, roughly.
But still, it's still going to be quick. It's going to be quick.
That's right.
With a judge overlooking every team to make sure that they do it the right way. And, of course, we're going to have fun with that.
And the teams, here's a bit of advice. You want somebody with good handwriting because this is going to be handwritten, right?
Or printing. No, printing. You have to print it.
Print
to,
it, right. But you want somebody in your group that can print well because if you can't, if the judge can't read it, it's not up for interpretation.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's another little quirk here. You can buy back, if you can't spell the word, you can buy back or stay in the game by just paying $20. They hope to have about 40 teams. They already have some committed and paid. They're looking for more, which is why we're talking about this today. And if you'd like to go to it, there's no charge to go. You can just go have a good time.
Have a good time at the new gym at Emerald High School. There's going to be some refreshments. The school nurses are pulling together, so there's about 16 of those from all the district school nurses, and they're the ones that are going to be managing the
concessions
right at Emerald. So they're going to, I'm not sure what they're going to have, but they're definitely going to have some food for
just
people.
Just healthy food, right?
Oh, well, you know, is pizza healthy? You put that tomatoes on there. And
it has some vegetables, doesn't it?
Yes, of course it does. It's mushrooms and all
tomatoes.
That good stuff.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. So you're going to have a good time here on the 29th. If you'd like to put together a team, there is still time to do that.
Yes, there is. There is. Call me. And or email me, and I will email you the form. You just fill it out. You don't even have to identify who the four team members are at this point. You only need to give us the name of your team, the contact person, and, of course, you know, email address, that kind of thing, and the $200 check. And then you've still got another month to decide what four people are going to be on your team. So if you're an industry, you know, out there like Fuji or Ascend or Velux or Capsigel or whatever, you can enter a team. If you're a bank out there, we only have one bank so far, and that's County Bank. We have one church so far, First Presbyterian, but we have verbal commitment from Main Street United Methodist Church and also from First Baptist Church.
Okay.
Now, there may be others, but these are ones that I'm aware of, and we look at our tally sheets once a month, every meeting. We also have a team from the sports break.
Okay, well, that should be interesting.
Came in this week. Yes, it did, and I'm hoping I'm not leaving anyone out. In terms of who has already committed teams. But there's going to be, you know, in another 2 weeks, another 30. So I can't mention them all now anyway.
And, of course, the school system, they are going to have a lot of teams
They're
in there, too.
They're going to have a lot of teams. 18 teams just from the school system. Plus, Ware Shoals is going to have at least one team and possibly more. The district office may have their own team just from the district office. So any group of people can get together and decide, well, let's just do this and pay $200 and have a good time and see if we can spell.
That's right. I mean, that would be, what, $50 per person for a group of four if you want to put together and come up with your own name of your team.
Absolutely, and decorate your team. We would love to have the teams all come in some kind of matching shirts, you know, T-shirts or costumes. If you want to give your team a funny name, whatever it might be, you know, you all want to come looking like bumblebees, that would be fine too. If you want to come looking like geniuses, now I don't know what a genius looks like.
You know,
but
it would be a great group of red hat ladies, wouldn't that be good?
Be.
Because they, you know, probably were of a generation where spelling was something that we prided ourselves in.
They would probably win.
Yes. So there you go. How about a group of red hats out there? Come out and have a good time. So this is the 29th of September. It is going to be 6:30 is when the spelling bee starts, and they're going to have entertainment from 6 to 6:30. It's going to be fast-paced. They've got all the high-profile people in the community helping out in this. So this is going to be the place to be on September 29th at 6:30 over there at Emerald High School. Now, once again, we just want to give you a little heads up on what you may not be familiar with Healthy Learners, but it does a lot for kids. And one of the things we want to do is, one of the big things that they actually have to help with is kids that don't have parents that can get them to appointments.
That's right. We provide the transportation. And that sounds like a small thing, but it's a big thing. If you can't get your child to see the doctor or a dentist,
because you can't get off of work.
Because you can't get off work. You know, there are some places where you just cannot leave without taking a day off work. And sometimes taking a day off work is financially just impossible.
Punitive.
So
it is.
It becomes punitive for the whole family. So we bring a van, Healthy Learners van. You've probably seen it around town. And we actually pick up the children or an individual child from the school, take them to the appointment, and bring them back with the appropriate paperwork that gets in the hands of the parents. So it's a really good delivery system of how we, you know, it's a clean-cut, efficient system. And that's one of the reasons I was so amazed when I first learned about Healthy Learners. I thought, this is a very lean, precise mission that we accomplish over and over again. And so it works.
It does. And it is an excellent program. It was actually started by the Sisters of Charity and down there in Columbia. It's only in 5 or 6 counties now?
It's in 6 counties. There's 5 locations. Columbia actually serves 2 counties, Richland and Lexington.
Okay.
But then there's 4 other sites, of which we are one.
You know, and that really goes to speak to Greenwood and its ability to come together and solve problems.
That's right. Oh, I am so impressed with how Greenwood does that over and over again. It's just amazing. I'm very proud to be a part of Greenwood.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you would like to be part of this, how do you do it? Pick up that phone, call Becky, 993-6501. It's probably the easiest. Then she can give you an email. And, of course, we've got great sponsors that are doing this. They've got a whole group from Ballantyne Ford County Bank, the Lynx of Stony Point, and the list just goes on. Supporting sponsors, Senator Floyd Nicholson, Martha J. Barnett, Rush Heating and Cooling, and even patron sponsors, Town and Country, the school nurses, they're going to take care of the food, and Palmetto Insurance. So would you like to be a sponsor, or would you like to get involved as a team? Either way, you will be helping. You know you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, and yes, I've been here with Becky McIntosh. Becky, thanks so much for coming out today.
I love being here. I like spreading the word about Healthy Learners and, of course, our spelling bee. And I just want to tell everybody out there, come and join us. Give me a call. Be a part of a really positive thing.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you can't do anything else, you certainly can go out on the 29th over there at Emerald High School and support the whole organization by being there.
Right, just by being there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for coming out today, Becky.
Thank you.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.